sell it in two packs for $23.
It's because nobody could finish a whole one.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's so sweet.
I mean, very, very sweet.
Even the 3 ounces I have in front of me, I'm staring at the rest going, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
The viscosity alone. Look at the legs of this thing. And it's like,
this is like burnt mortar oil, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, chocolate marshmallow, yeah, they nailed that. If you're a chocoholic, you might like this beer. But
this is clinging to hot chicken that I still have in my system from 2 weeks ago.
I feel it slowly just sort of oozing down
my body. It's just so sweet.
What's the ABV on this? Do you know?
14.
Yep, that tracks.
Yeah.
So I guess my question about this beer, I mean, if you like sweet imperial stouts, if you like flavored sweet imperial stouts, yeah,
you're going to love it.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Like, this
if you want to get wasted.
This is the perfect beer to have when you're setting a mood 100%. Of some sort.
Okay. A mood of blackout drunk with diabetes on the side.
But, okay, first of all, do you even have anything to eat with this? Like,
why?
I don't know. To cut it?
Yeah, I was about to say, the only thing I don't have is a knife to cut this.
Yeah, you need
some fresh raspberries.
No.
Or strawberries. Or cherries. Or any kind of fruit.
Give you a little acidity.
Acidity, cut through that sweetness.
Very so much sweetness. This just needs ice cream.
I don't know. Maybe some mascarpone cheese. I don't know. Or is
I
mean, it really is just.
You want to be fancy?
More sugar?
There are no notes. Like,
bring it on.
If you look at the label, it says chocolate and marshmallow imperial stout. I mean, it is literally just chocolate and sugar.
Yeah. Probably does it have an insulin vial actually taped to
the side? Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it should.
So where does the beer end and the dessert
it's
start
just,
with this? Do you know what I mean?
This is pastry stout with a capital P.
That's true.
So I think that part of what, you know, when I am looking at pastry stouts is the base beer, was it good before they adulterated it? Mm-hmm. And to me, I think that it was off balance and overtly sweet to begin with before they actually dumped all the adjuncts in this. And so,
yeah, unfortunately, we don't know.
I think in the
house
of pastry stouts,
I'm looking at some of the other flavors.
Dragging.
They did like Rocky Road, there's gingerbread, hazelnut latte, affogato.
I mean, there's they did the gamut with this. Like
every adjunct you can.
And I'm sure they sell them out in
20 different ways.
Yeah.
So
at $12 a can, though,
this is very Hop and Frog to me.
I just think this is an imperial stout that just was lacking to begin with. And I just don't see it really, you know, doing well as a pastry stout, as an imperial stout.
I can't feel my molars anymore.
Yeah. And the thing is like, I mean, I think it's safe to say that at the table, we're not exactly the biggest fans of like the excessive pastry stouts in the world.
Yeah, but I can still rate it for what it is.
I know.
Yeah.
It fits its style well.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going with this.
Okay. We are going to rate the Henna Chocolate and Marshmallow a 3, and we will be back with more.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, and keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, folks. Today is a brewery takeover. And the particular brewery takeover that we're doing
is more brewing.
We have a lot more work to do.
From Huntley, Illinois. So far we've had a Kolsch, nice, German style beer. And then we had a double dry hopped hazy IPA.
I like to cleanse my palate with a Kölsch.
And then we went to a German Italian wannabe Pilsner. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Delicious.
Then we had our molars cleansed by a chocolate marshmallow imperial stout. Now we are going to go into the
Slender vanilla
ice cream kind of area, and we're going to the orange cream double marshmallows. It is a milkshake style double IPA with orange and vanilla, and the ABV on this wonderful thing is only 8% ABV.
Nice.
Is it is it double marbles or double marshmallows?
I could drink a whole 16-ounce can of this. This is just not that kind of beer. But I would split a couple of these with folks and enjoy it. But that's because I love orange and vanilla. I love that orange cream, creamsicle flavor so much that I use kids' toothpaste. I brush my teeth with orange cream toothpaste.
That's awesome.
So this is a flavor combination that I really, really love.
I think you should move that to the top of the resume, Ken.
Yeah, right? I'm serious. I just love orange. Remember how orange cream flavor?
Do you like Porsche?
Earlier beer, I said I like it just because Kendall likes it.
There's a toothpaste tasting contest that you just we will have to find just for you. So
yeah, I use 4-year-old toothpaste.
A 4-year-old?
We're not going to judge too much. No, I'm kidding.
He's Sellers is toothpaste.
Well, so I'm not sure about the hops in this, but absolutely orange.
I don't think so.
It's there supposed to be a double IPA.
Yeah, so this is the double version of their popular orange creamsicle inspired milkshake IPA with Amarillo and Citra hops.
Okay.
I'd like to try that too.
Just hot ocean milk with dead animal croutons.
So I'm not I feel like the orange cream kind of like mows over those. I mean, I get it on the very end, I think, maybe. But yeah, I'm with you, Kendall. I mean, it's delicious. It definitely delivers as promised. But It is
what it says it is.
I don't know if I could.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
It is what it says it is.
Super, super creamy.
They are who we thought they were.
I mean, this is one of those beers. It's like if you're into these flavors, you're going to enjoy it. If you're not, you're not.
Sweet. The first thing that came to mind was Orange Julius.
Oh, that place was amazing.
On ringer for, you know, a original Orange Julius. It has that full...
With an egg or without an egg?
Without an egg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, to me, an orange creamsicle is a bit sweeter than this is. This has, you know, the element of orange is kind of a bit more
forward. Yeah, it's got a little bit of that bitterness from the IPA.
It definitely does, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really the first element of aroma that I picked up on was actually the orange. So I thought it was going to be a lot sweeter than this. Just reading the description alone, you know, when I read something that says the word vanilla, I immediately, you know,
you're thinking of a bomb
of a defensive, you know, palate, disposition. But this is pretty well balanced. This is well done.
Just enough vanilla to really complement the orange. And I don't know how nature worked that out, but those are two flavors that really work well together.
Yeah. I'm gonna say this works. You know, at the end of the day,
I'm shocked.
I know, but it's a well made milkshake beer.
You know what, everybody, get
holy
on your knees,
cow.
Get on your knees. And
this
start
is a sign of the apocalypse.
The world is about.
I'm going into my bunker, guys. It's a good run.
Okay. Is this a sign that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl?
No, I don't know. I think it's the end of the world because Mike likes a paste or a milkshake stout.
The seventh seal has been broken, everyone. So
hey, the orange cream double marbles. From More Brewing, Mike is rating a 4.
I don't even know if I can hit the button. Good grief.
Mind blowing.
Look at you.
It was well made, you know?
Yeah.
Was that hard for you to say that? Was it hard to come out?
No, if it's good, it's good.
He's never said that about a milkshake IPA.
No, I know.
That's mostly true, yes.
Wow. Ooh,
now this next beer, I like.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about now from More Brewing is their peach cobbler.
Does this come with an aroma warning?
So this is a scrumptious fruited sour ale with peaches, vanilla, granola, and milk sugar, just like Grandma used to brew in her kitchen.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Grandma was a brewer?
You know, when Grandma opened that can of canned peaches, that's exactly what I was going to say. With the syrup.
If you just drank the clean peaches syrup.
Yes.
All by itself, and maybe put just a little bit of sparkling water with it, that's what this would
Or maybe
like.
The can went bad
it
and fermented.
So exactly. Yes. Peach.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
okay, so this one is only 7.2% ABV.
This needs to come with an aroma warning, okay?
aroma warning.
You can smell this from 10 feet away.
You know, that's what happened to the lady from Wales. She has an aroma warning now.
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, I really like it, though, because I like peach,
I think
and
this
thing
is a really
so
good beer,
peachy.
Yeah.
It's just,
but it's not really a peach sour. I mean, this is like the strawberry rhubarb of...
This needs a restraining order.
No, I think that's a good way to say it, Sparky. Like, it's like strawberry rhubarb. Holy it's cow. Not really a sour.
No.
It's this a little tart.
A little bit, but it's
great because there's creamy, a lot of though. Sweetness there, too.
Yeah.
And if this is claiming to be a sour, I would think it would be... Well, I'm just saying. It says fruited sour ale. But if this is claiming to be a sour, is this supposed to be like a kettle sour then? And if it is a kettle sour,
sure.
This is the creamiest kettle sour I've ever had, what I'm getting at.
I think it's just a bad idea.
I mean, this is peach cobbler in a beer. And they did a good job of it.
I think it's hilarious that Mike likes the orange vanilla
but not
creamsicle.
Like and then he's like, oh, no, this is peachy.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, but I think it's just a lazy beer. I think that is, you know, it falls in.
You're lazy.
I think they took
a can of Budweiser. They poured some peach syrup in it.
Pretty much.
Like, you know what?
Yeah. You know, I'm
deal
sorry.
Deal with
now.
It, people.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the thing.
You know what? The apocalypse is averted. Mike's back to normal.
Back to normal.
Back to normal. Okay. Back, baby.
The world has found alignment. Do you guys remember that old O'Fallon used to have a wheat peach beer? Mm-hmm. Weech?
Yes.
Do you remember that beer?
Yes, I do. I like that one, actually.
No, we'll never have that again.
Oh.
All right. So what do we want to rate this beer?
Dude, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
We're all over the place.
There you go.
I think that Joe Q Public is going to go with it and say that it is a 4.
Wow.
Wow.
So, but the peachiness on this,
it's peach, yeah. Right. And they did it well. It's not fake. It really tastes like peaches.
I would rather have the cling peach.
I mean, it is real peaches, but it's not the peaches I'm going for. This is not like
okay.
This is like the canned peaches, not
what
the
is that, peach. But, like you know, like
these are not the peaches like you're looking for.
but I think though, if you go into the brewery with the variety of your family members that may or may not be all into beer, I think what they're doing is good because they have something for
my
everyone.
My mother does not drink, but I think I could
she
get
would
her drink
her that.
One.
Yeah,
I think
okay,
I could.
Sure.
It's like, oh, mom, here's some peach juice.
I think my mom might go that way. She'd be like,
I'll give that to my least favorite aunt.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's 7.8
If you're
going
to call it your peach cobbler, I mean, you know what you
it is. It is a peach cobbler. It is 100% well put named. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
When you take your Aunt Linda to the brewery, this is her beer.
Sure.
Pour it over some ice cream.
And honestly, kudos to them for making something reasonable for who it's for. Okay. Granted, we won't, but anyways. Okay. Now for something completely different.
Yeah.
And now for something completely different.
Yes. We are going to Thomas, which is a 7.2%.
Thomas
Black IPA with Cascade, CTZ, and Citra hops.
This is a really nice counterpoint to that last beer.
Yeah, thank you for taking us over the mountain to the other side.
Thank you for cleansing my palate, my colon.
This is really nobody touched your colon here, buddy.
That's the third
really
show.
Good.
That's the third episode.
Maybe I'm weird, but why doesn't everybody love black IPAs? I love black IPAs.
I think because they're a really cool style.
When they're made well, they're so good, and I'm digging this
one. But that's the problem is...
A lot of them are garbage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're wannabes.
Well, and usually it's the choice of, you know, the hops are usually fighting, you know, the roasted malt. And that's... I think that is the very common mistake that people are making with this style is that they start off with a hop profile that they're just using, you know, with regular malt all day long. And when they move to a roasted, you know, malt is they're like, oh, well, this is going to be more of the same, right? No, it's not.
Yeah, you have to be careful. Go ahead, Sparky.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I've always lumped in black IPA into some of those like fad, you know, like the black lager and just like
Brute IPA.
You know, it's just kind of like there's so many people. What in God's name?
get to that.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. But to me, I would drink this, and I'm always such a fan.
Sorry, folks. We're distracted by the next beer.
Yes. Do you have a black light, by the way? Because I feel if we had a black light, something amazing would happen with this next beer. But to finish on this, I mean, this is so like I'm enjoying the roasty malts. I love the way that the hops play off of it. And I just think this is such a underappreciated style. And when it's done well like this, and I mean,
there's parts of the country where you can find this better. But
yeah. But I was going to say, like, the issue is finding one that's done well, because there's so many people that use coloring to make it so dark. But I have a feeling this was used with like legitimate dark roasted malts.
Yeah, you can taste the malts perfectly.
I fell in love with a style years ago. Both Stone Sabloon was something self-righteous.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And then Southern Tier Iniquity. Both were more. Those were more double black IPAs. But I fell in love with those flavors, and ever since, if there's a black IPA on the menu, I'm gonna try it. That's my go-to.
And be disappointed
most of the time. Yeah, but when you, it's like one of those things. It's like when I find it and it's good. Wow, it's so good.
I think, you know, I like this a lot because, like, I also like Schwartz beers.
Yep,
but it's,
me too.
But it's a different experience because with a Schwartz beer, it's
more
it's
baking
a lager.
Spices.
It's a lager, and it definitely is cleaner.
The bitterness is much more subtle.
But this gives you that same sort of feeling, but with a lot more finish and a lot more of the hop up front.
I really like the choices they made with all the hops around this. I would have to say it's one of the better made black IPAs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Thomas from Moore, we are going to rate a 5.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I guess this is the end of the episode, so it's great being with all of you today.
Blue.
And the outro music. The outro music. Cue it now.
Whatever.
Outro music.
Folks, we have one last beer here.
I've never had neon beer.
This is called Route 47. This is a gluten-free sour with lemon, lime, and coconut. 5.7% ABV.
Trailer Park Sangria. Yeah.
This is brewed in collab with Atrium Brewing in Louisville. Yes. So
somebody from Kentucky did this.
It's inspired.
Atrium makes good stuff.
Okay, it's inspired by the nautical drink from that one fast food drive-in.
Oh, right.
You know what we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, folks.
Look at the label,
the
folks.
Can art looks very similar to a sign from that drive-in you're all familiar with where you can go get
Tots
various slushies and things.
Yeah. Yes.
Tonic.
And an amazing breakfast burrito. Yeah.
I would say it's amazing. It's suitable.
Yeah. It's my go-to breakfast burrito.
This would
man.
Be something I would lean over and go, hey, Kendall, what is that you have in that glass?
Yeah.
Because
I'm more of a cherry limeade guy myself. But
you need the rabbit turd ice and a cherry to complete this.
This is very White Claw kind of.
Honestly,
I don't hate
this.
I don't hate it, but it almost reminds me of one of those, that Baja Blast.
That's what happens after you drink it.
But it's better than that because it doesn't have that aspect.
We have the episode with the gas station, you know, beers.
Yes.
This should have been on that show.
Yeah. But Yeah, weirdly, I like this.
Okay. I honestly,
and again, this is for the person that gets dragged to the brewery that doesn't like beer.
Oh, I think they should be forced to drink this.
Well, and if they don't have a cider or something else that's gluten-free, beer could...
I was going to say, this is so easy drinking, the kids would like it.
Yeah, right.
Wow. I'm going to go with Kendall on this. Yeah. I really didn't want to like this, but it's actually
kind of tasty.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate myself for saying something light blue is actually good.
We're going to rate this one a 3, the Route 47. Yeah. And folks, I spilled a little bit of that motor oil. You know,
it looks like motor oil.
It hasn't moved. It's like it hasn't moved.
It's become sentient.
It's so thick and viscous that it's not moving.
I think you should mix the Route 47 into the henna, and that might.
Interesting. Why is it that people think that coconut is blue, though? Like, seriously.
I don't know where that.
Where does that come from?
I mean, maybe.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. The
Curacao?
Best thing in the flight was the orange milkshake.
Wow.
It's a good flight, though.
It was.
Overall, more beers making good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, that's going to do it for today, folks. Good old boy Kendall, thanks so much for being here.
It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed this. I've heard a lot about these guys out of the Chicagoland area, and I'm glad I got to try their beer.
Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good old boy Mike, this has been quite the monumental episode.
Well, if you're looking for more, look to our back catalog of other exciting episodes of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Sparky, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for putting all this together. I mean, this was really a journey to, and there were some good surprises. Not just
a journey of the senses, wasn't it?
I need to put this in a video on WhatsApp. And a little
nostalgia, too.
A little bit.
Good old boy Dave. Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to send you a quick video here right after this.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Thank you. Thank you.